www.thebrainfarm.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. As we launch into hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free, so enjoy them on us at freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's start things out with Rob in Georgia on the amplifier line. Hey, Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about the spanking topic you guys talked about Saturday.
Sure. Spanking.
Now, I actually have stopped spanking my daughter. Really just started to think about it and started to think that that was just not the appropriate way to punish her.
Now, wait, at what age did you stop?
Well, actually, I guess I stopped really at when she... I stopped when she was five, although I really wish I had stopped earlier.
How do you feel like if you had stopped earlier, you would have punished her to where she would have understood what was going on? Because the message we were getting on Saturday night was that, well, under a certain age, kids just can't comprehend, so you have to use force on them.
Well, I think to some degree that's probably true. When I say spanking, and I will say this. When I say spanking, I'm talking about hitting in such a way that it actually causes the child pain.
Isn't that the point behind spanking?
I'm supposed to like kind of do a shoe-type motion and a mild tap, which actually is not causing physical pain, but is more giving emotional distress. I think that's very appropriate for young children.
Gotcha. So,
but as far as causing physical pain, that's something which I've just come to feel is inappropriate. But I do think now that this is kind of interesting, because while I would say that that is inappropriate, I can definitely say that my dad put me, and with black people in the South, call it either whooping a bee. I mean, there was no spanking. That was something you heard on TV. So he actually whooped me with a belt. Now,
yikes.
That's the same thing that his father had done to him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whereas I don't believe that's necessary for me, I don't believe it was necessary for my father to do it to me. But I do absolutely believe that it was necessary for his father to do it to him.
Why?
And the simple well, you remember how they said, how the lady said that, you know, you're kind of keeping the child away from the hot stove?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were black in Mississippi in the first half of the 20th century, the entire world was like a big hot stove that could kill you. And so you didn't want to have a child who was in the slightest way unruly.
Right.
I mean, because that sort of thing could literally be fatal. You could be hanging from a tree somewhere in the woods.
Gotcha. So they either get in line or...
that you could afford to give any kind of leeway with.
Interesting. Now, do you think that is one of the reasons why the study that we looked at, that we were talking about, the University of Michigan, I believe, in Kentucky, their study showed that that spanking was more prevalent in black households? Do you think it's that sort of historical reason?
That is absolutely... Once you normalize for things like income level and education level, I think that the remaining gap, and I'll bet you there is still one, is probably on account of that sort of legacy.
Interesting.
That was just a cultural necessity. I mean, you had an obligation as a parent to try to get your child to actually become an adult.
Huh. Interesting. Interesting story, and it makes sense what you're saying. Now, in other news, since we've got you on the line, Rob, as a parent, and how old is your daughter right now?
She's seven.
Seven. Okay, so she's getting up to the point where in a few years she's going to be in middle school, and possibly. Are you sending her to a private school or homeschooling, or how's that working for you?
Not yet. Although we're going to be homeschooling her next year.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, in that case, she won't be experiencing government sexual education class.
Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of things about the whole government thing that were big concerns to me, and. You know, a lot of things I end up having to do are kind of overcoming some of my wife's reticence about things. She's not, shall we say, as convinced as I am about certain things. So,
like liberty and homeschooling, that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Although, I think I may be able to actually convince her to move to New Hampshire, which would be something for both of us.
That would be awesome. I mean, you moving to New Hampshire would increase the black quotient here by,
yeah,
like
50%. Move to Keene. Please move to Keene. I'm tired of... Come to Keene.
No,
I'm tired of seeing nothing but white people, Robert.
Said a while ago, something about New Hampshire said a guy, one of the candidates had the black vote, a man named Lamar.
Hey, I don't know.
Robert, I want you to move to Keene because we don't have any black people here. When I see them,
it'd be kind of interesting. You know, I'm from a rural area, and I pretty much enjoy myself wherever I go. I've always found that to kind of be the case. That I usually enjoy myself around just about whoever I'm around, because if I'm choosing to be around, you're the sort of person I enjoy being around.
Sure. And there's a lot of really cool people to hang around here in Keene. A lot of great liberty activists. And we'd love to have you here. And I know there's a number of other people on their way. Obviously, it's wintertime, and the moving count quotient has slowed down. But I expect we're going to see a bit of an influx here sometime this spring and summer. Yeah, exactly. Well, Robert, so how would you feel? I was going to get to the question I was going to get to. Was the issue we're going to jump into here is that a teacher's been barred from classes for having his 7th grade students draw male genitalia on the blackboard during health class. I mean, is this absurd or what?
I mean, what is health class for then?
Exactly. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. There are not enough black people in New Hampshire.
I would agree with that.
Especially people like Robert. I mean, I'd love to have him and his family.
Whenever I do see a black person out and around, I try a little harder to actively engage them in conversation. Just because
right.
I don't get a large enough quotient of them, I guess. So
a teacher has been barred from classes for having his 7th grade students draw male genitalia on the blackboard. Apparently, the bureaucrats say this is somehow inappropriate. Firestein, one of the spokes bureaucrats, says the administration learned of the drawings after the Pearls Hawthorne School, at the Pearls Hawthorne School, when a parent complained. At least one parent said he didn't believe the material was inappropriate. Quote, "This is biology, it's anatomy, it's human sexuality," said John Klibanoff, who has a child in the school but not in the class. They're in puberty. They're aware of it on one level or the other. And you know, I was talking with my girlfriend today just about sort of, I guess, being a young person at age 12 or 13, and we both sort of discovered that around that same age range, we were engaged in looking at pictures of the other sex with our friends. So like when you're 12 or 13 years old, you get together with your friends and you look at nude pictures of the opposite sex is essentially what we had discovered. And I just feel like, you know, if American society was more open about sexuality, we wouldn't have all of these issues that we do today. And I think we've got major issues in this country with sexual repression. I just feel like, you know, if you'd been exposed to sexuality, if you'd been exposed, not to sex per se, but if you'd been exposed and you understood what sex was, or you'd been exposed to nudity to some extent at a younger age, then sex wouldn't be such a big deal. It wouldn't be as much of a forbidden fruit for kids to be exploring when their parents weren't looking, or when their parents weren't home and possibly getting in trouble, getting pregnant, getting STDs. I really feel like this sort of... what you're seeing here in this case in Yonkers with this guy being barred for having people draw genitalia in a health class is a symptom of this huge sexual suppression repression that we have in this country.
Well, I would say that what happened with him is wrong. It seems like health class, that's the place you're supposed to be, you know, learning about these kind of things. If they're going to have sex ed classes, then that's what you should be doing in them. If they're not going to have them, then fine. But I don't know whether I think that if we had a, let's say, more liberal view of sex, say parents had sex in front of their kids, like, you know, in like some of the more rural tribal areas, there's one room in the hut.
Yeah.
And they're going to have sex somewhere, and the kids are, you know, doing whatever they're doing or sleeping. I'm sure they see the parents have sex. I don't think that that's necessarily going to cause kids to be more responsible about sex and therefore cut down on incidence of STD. I don't think it's going to cut down on the incidence of early pregnancy. You would see in those tribal communities that girls are married at 10, 12.
True. The culture is completely different.
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
And in our culture, I mean, I just feel like there are some changes that can be made. I'm not necessarily advocating you do that.
I think you should talk to your kids about sex.
That would go a long, long way,
mm-hmm.
I think. I think you should talk to your kids about sex early on, too. Don't wait till they're 15.
I think so.
Because by then, they've already, you know, by then, if you have a chat with your 15-year-old about sex, at that point, they're just, oh, yeah, uh-huh, okay, yeah. I just watched a porno last week. What do you need? Why are you talking to me about this now? You know? So get to your kids as early as you possibly can. And I don't think there are going to be a lot of people that do it because we're so sexually repressed. Parents are afraid to talk to their kids about sex. And it's only going to result in really negative things down the line. As we're seeing, as the United States has the highest incidence of teenage pregnancy of the developed world. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, and that does include the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. wiki.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Campia, Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, and New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. You want to get registered for that as soon as possible. Word is that the hotel is going to sell out that weekend. So that must mean they're getting close.
That's good news for them, I would say.
Good news for them, good news for the forum, but bad news for you if it means you get registered too late. So get on it. FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Dan in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dan.
Hey, folks. Thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you, Dan. What's on your mind?
First of all, repression. Hey, here's something. I've been doing a search for George Bush, Constitution, and you could probably say the rest. Anything I find on him saying, looking for a video where he says...
It's a GD piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't believe there is
404, any... not found.
There is no video of that, to my knowledge. There's no audio. It was reported by, as I recall, the Raw story. And
it's not the greatest source in the world, I must
say. It's believable.
He certainly acts like it.
Considering his attitude towards the Constitution, it's a completely believable quote. You're talking about when George Bush said the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper.
Yeah, and I find all kinds of text. I find all kinds of videos talking about it, mm-hmm. but I don't see him actually saying it. But in Freedom to Fascism, he does say it, but it's blanked out. And
when
does
he say it? I don't recall that.
I want that piece.
I don't recall that. I've seen the movie, so I don't really...
Well, it's in the first one where he actually says it, and then they recut it or second edition or whatever.
There's a Freedom to Fashion. Oh, I see. Well, we saw the first cut. I mean, we saw it when they were trotting it around.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago or something.
I don't recall him actually saying that. But nonetheless, I mean, does it really matter if you can track it down or not? I mean, it's still believable, don't you think?
Well, of course it is. I think it's a little bit more impressive to others if okay.
Well, if you ever do manage to track it down in your personal mission, you'll have to let us know, Dan.
Okay, very well.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
the
very
call.
Much.
We appreciate
hey, keep
hearing
up
from
the
you.
Good work, folks.
We will.
Thank you, bye.
Bye now. 800-259-9231. Toodles.
Toodaloo.
1-800-259-9231. So, Mark, I believe you've got a story about some really, really crazy laws.
Yeah, there's no story to it. It's just really crazy laws. I believe it's called The Craziest Laws in America off of crazytopics.blogspot.com.
Is this a new story or is this old? Because there have always been... over time, stories coming out about some of the zany laws around America.
It's really long, so I would say that it's probably taken all the old stuff and updated it to some extent.
Gotcha.
But most of the laws are old that are zany anyway, and you can't remember any of them anyhow. And they're always funny and weird whenever you hear any of them.
Now,
so,
that's true.
They're
now,
fresh. It's fresh every time you hear it.
Now, how is it that it's organized? It's by state?
Right.
Or are there some of the best? Are there, like, the best of the best?
I'm afraid it doesn't have it, but each state, it's just amazing. It's amazing, some of them.
Let's give a dose of, according to who's listening to the show tonight, at least as far as if you want to call in and request your state, you can do that at 800-259-9231. But we do know that we have certain radio stations that are tuning in. In fact, right now, Montana is on board with us. So why don't we start with Montana?
You're going to really like Alabama if we get to that one.
We're going
to
do probably going to do Alabama as well. And maybe if there's maybe we'll hold some of them for hour number three so our friends in West Virginia can hear some of them as well. So crazy laws from Montana for those of you in KGEZ land.
It's a felony for a wife to open a husband's mail.
But not the other way around. It's okay.
Apparently. My wife opens my mail all the time.
I thought it was a felony for everybody to open anyone else's mail. Isn't that like a federal felony, a federal offense?
I would think it would be, but I would think that it's sort of you'd be exonerated as the wife or husband, the spouse.
Or is it only a felony if you go and procure someone else's mail? For instance, you know those deadbeat roommates, or not roommates, rather, but those deadbeat tenants
yes.
that were living here before before my girlfriend and I moved in? Well, you know, from time to time, a piece of mail will show up for them. And if it comes to my house and they no longer live there, is it then still a felony for me to open the mail?
I couldn't tell you. I would probably just destroy it if it looked like junk
mail.
But
then I wouldn't know. But then I wouldn't know that they owed $46 to the video store, and it was turned over to a collections agency.
You just love to admit to crap on the air, don't you?
Well, I didn't admit to anything. What are you talking about?
It's illegal to have a sheep in the cab of your truck without a chaperone in Montana.
Yeah, that's a problem.
In Billings, Montana, it's illegal for employees of the city's communications center to program their phones with speed dial.
Wow.
Okay. Something must have happened, right?
Yeah.
Balls may not be thrown within the city limits.
Now, wait. Are there citations for all of these?
There aren't, no.
Okay.
This is,
take it with a grain of salt.
I believe these things. It is a misdemeanor to show movies that depict acts of felonious crime in Montana. That can't be true.
What?
They certainly aren't.
So, the movie Blow?
Every movie has a felonious crime in it.
I suppose.
Just about.
Yeah, a good chunk of them.
Bozeman has a law that bans all sexual activity between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown, if they're nude.
Hmm.
Seven or more Indians are considered a raiding or war party, and it's legal to shoot them. That's awful. It's illegal for a man and a woman to have sex in any other position other than the missionary style. In Montana, it's illegal for married women to go fishing alone on Sundays, and illegal for unmarried women to fish alone at all.
You never know about those fish.
Yes, that's right. It's a misdemeanor to show movies that depict acts of felonious crime. They did that one again. I believe they're redoing it. Pop bottles are not to be thrown on the ground in Salisbury. And Helena, Montana, mandates that women can't dance on a table or a
saloon.
Why
do we have? Why do you have to have an anti-pop bottle law? Isn't the littering law good enough? Or is it okay to litter, but pop bottles are out of those are off limits?
I don't know. No item may be thrown across the street in Helena, too.
Hmm.
Women aren't allowed to dance on a table, a saloon, unless they have at least 3 pounds and 2 ounces of clothing on.
So wait, if you throw the item halfway across the street, you're still legal. But if it makes it all the way, you're in trouble.
I guess. Apparently, the balls inside city limits was not in Billings. It was in Excelsior Springs. And pardon me for the people of Billings.
Yeah, the good people.
Montana just recently legalized the production of caviar. In Whitehall, it's illegal to operate a vehicle with ice picks attached to the wheels.
Whoa!
I guess that's just hold it into the ice better? I don't know.
Ice picks. All right. So there was nothing there, actually, from our affiliate in Kalispell. No Kalispell law.
No, but there are Montana, overall Montana laws,
right,
and specific city ordinances.
1-800-259-9231. Your state crazy laws, or whatever it is that's on your mind, because anything goes on Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Also on the way, the militarization of the police. The military actually working hand-in-hand with the police. I mean, as though it wasn't obvious enough that the police are becoming more and more militarized. We'll give you more information on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. Tis the Packet 8.net toll free line for you, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. The archives included, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Grab them up. They're on us. freetalklive.com. So tonight we've got a number of crazy laws, Mark, that apparently you've brought in to talk about. And I think we should sort of maybe take breaks on them.
Oh, yeah.
There's too much crazy laws all at once.
It's going to get boring.
Yeah.
And there's just too much.
Yeah. So if you want to request the crazy laws for your state, 800-259-9231, we'll hit West Virginia in hour number three because they're going to be listening live then. And we'll definitely get to Alabama maybe before this hour's over. But first, to Washington and the Associated Press. The Defense Department is giving away free equipment. Hey, give them a call. You'll get your own. Well, no, you won't. You have to be in the police in order to get the free equipment from the military, which, of course, isn't really free at all. It was paid for by you, paid for by the taxpayers. But nonetheless, the article will go on to talk about how it's all for free. No longer, apparently, the military no longer needs this equipment, so they're going to give it to state and local police. Fatigues for secret surveillance of drug labs in Indiana, a tranquilizer gun to shoot bears in Pennsylvania, and a double-wide trailer in Virginia. Cash-strapped law enforcement agencies are lining up to take advantage of the Pentagon's generosity. About 16,000, they're so generous with your money. 16,000 departments obtained more than 380,000 pieces of equipment in the 2005 budget year, according to an analysis of data provided by the Pentagon at the request of the AP. The items, which include night vision goggles, copy machines, helicopters, and bulletproof vests, were worth nearly $124 million.
Yeah, I don't think I have a problem with the feds giving over old equipment to the police, except when it comes to things like some of the more military-type rifles and the armored personnel carriers and Bradley fighting vehicles and things like that. That's where it starts to get really weird. You know, the helmets, when they start dressing like the military, they start acting like the military.
Authorities in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia, turned to the Pentagon for two hand-me-down armored vehicles to protect officers in hostage standoffs. The total tax savings to local taxpayers, more than $70,000 apiece. Oh, it's...
Because they would have bought the vehicle anyway, right? No, they wouldn't have. And
in Bucks County?
And now how much... And now, I don't know anything about Bucks County. But now how much are they paying to maintain, repair, house, you know, whatever it is that they're doing with this hostage crisis handling vehicle thing?
Yes, and local taxpayers may not have had to shoulder that $70,000 for those units, everyone else in America certainly did. The top recipients nationwide are California with $17 million worth of equipment, Indiana, $10.5 million, North Carolina, $10
million. You know, California makes sense. Indiana, I mean, they're not one of the most populous states, not by a long shot. What are they doing getting all that stuff? They just know how to do it.
Apparently so. Detectives on a drug task force in Tippecanoe County, Indiana, wear military fatigues for covert surveillance of methamphetamine cooks and cocaine dealers. Hey, tip for the meth cooks. Be on the lookout for guys in fatigues in your neighborhood. That should be a dead giveaway. In Pennsylvania, the State Game Commission uses a tranquilizer gun to put tracking collars on bears. In Covina, California, why does the military have tranquilizer guns?
To
for the
take
bear
down
squad?
Bad bears?
In Covina, California, police converted a military ambulance into a SWAT team vehicle. Police described the free equipment as a godsend. The progress, you know, they just don't have enough money. The program's administered by the Defense Logistics Agency. Police pay only to ship the equipment and for necessary upgrades. The military gives away only items it considers obsolete for its own use, parts that have already been replaced or are no longer needed in places such as Iraq. But we've got unbelievable stuff, said Police Sergeant Jim Forbes as he was touching himself.
It was like Christmas here.
It's benefiting a whole lot of folks in this business. Last year, Forbes' department obtained 55 patrol rifles and paid only a few hundred dollars for shipping. Over the years, his department has received boats and even a double-wide trailer it uses as a training room on a range. Some states have soured on what they describe as bureaucratic hurdles imposed by the Pentagon since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Wyoming closed its coordinator's office more than 2 years ago because it cost more money to operate than the value of the equipment that it received. Well, thank goodness they actually made a sensible decision there. That's actually a little bit unusual, right? Normally, the bureaucrats will keep any office open.
It's not their money.
Right.
Well, when these municipal governments can sometimes feel the crunch, you know, they have to vote for any tax increase, that kind of thing. They can't just print money like the federal government can. They can't just make a tax increase like the federal government can. They have to vote on these things. The voters have to vote on these things in a lot of cases. So they're just stuck. You know, they're given whatever it is that they, you know, however much money they're given, and they waste that money, but... you know, they can't really get too much more.
According to the Wyoming office, quote, they're not making it easy for states to go and pick up their surplus, she said. The paperwork and everything is enormous. It's just not flowing like it used to. Other states appear more appreciative. In the 1960s, the 1960s era armored vehicles given to Bucks County only needed paint and fresh batteries. The final cost was less than $80,000, less than the $80,000 each would cost brand new. They're used in the standoff situations, allegedly. Lieutenant Michael Clark of Bucks County says, if you're in your office and barricaded, and one of these things pulls up in your front lawn, it's very intimidating.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in Pennsylvania, the military gave away free parkas, riot helmets, boots, night vision goggles, a tractor, dump trucks,
if you're barricaded, if you're barricaded in your house, why are the police coming to get you? Why can't they just wait for you to come out? I mean, maybe you're holding your children hostage.
Yeah, more overtime if they wait, right? In Alabama, the Sheriff's Department near Birmingham received four 1970s-era helicopters. It cannibalized two for parts and already has a third in the air. Went to the bargain basement, said Jefferson County Sheriff Mike Hale. New helicopters would have cost the taxpayers $800,000 each, said Hale. The figure says his department would have two airworthy helicopters for only a fraction of that amount. And blah, 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 blah. So, this is more evidence of the continuing militarization of the police in this country. the idea that essentially that the lines are blurring between the two organizations. Back in the day, the police were peace officers, people whose job it was to simply keep the peace. If there was someone causing a ruckus, they'd take that person off that property where they were causing the ruckus at, remove them from the situation, thereby restoring the peace. In many cases, jail wasn't even a necessity. In many cases, it was just get the person out of there, get them back to their house, or get them just, you know, somewhere where they're not going to be causing the problem anymore. And nowadays, we've got this militarized force driving armored cars. We've got people with military helmets. We've got SWAT teams. We've got rifles, machine guns, all kinds of scary sort of military things that our police are engaging in, and they're kicking down our doors. It's not just happening in Iraq, because it is happening there all the time. The military kicking in people's doors and acting as though they're the police. Well, here, the police act as though they're the military.
And you can really trace this all back to the drug war. I'm sorry to say, but it just all goes back. I know we must sound like a broken record talking the drug war, but that's the reason that the cops have become so militarized. That's the reason that our society has become so violent.
It's true.
Yes, Andy Griffith really could protect your town if it wasn't for the drug war.
Right. Well, yeah, that's their excuse, is that they need to go in guns a-blazing with the drug dealers, but if it was a murderer they were after, they could just wait him out. They could. I mean, if all they had to do from time to time was go after a handful of bad guys, they'd have no excuse to amass all of this equipment. They'd have no excuse to have the SWAT team truck just loaded with explosive devices and flashbangs and, you know, all kinds of just destructive things. It would all be completely unnecessary. They'd have no excuse to make those purchases.
Well, I think that one might be able to make an excuse for terrorists, but
right.
You know, that's about it. And I think that we did have, what I understand, there was some terrorist activity during World War II here on American soil.
Okay.
By German national types. You know, so, I mean, we handled it then. I think we can handle it now. I wouldn't want to see the cops underarmed in some circumstance where they needed to have proper arms. But at the same time, I don't think they need to bust the door in and, send a SWAT team in every time they've got some kind of search warrant.
Service revolvers should be good enough for the police.
They kill people.
Yep. 800-259-9231. Do you think we're wrong about that? Do you support the militarized police? Do you get all excited when the cops get more guns? Personally, I get a little freaked out. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. And then once you're done there, buy some stuff. Buy some Free Talk Live merchandise, like Free Talk Live hats and T-shirts and more. All at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. Talking about the militarization of the police. And one story that essentially just suggests to the extent to which the police are becoming more militarized is a story from the Associated Press pointing out that the military itself is giving the police around the country hundreds of, I think thousands of police departments, giving them millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, worth of stuff. You know, a bunch of old stuff they don't need anymore. And so they're just turning it over, all kinds of things. $17 million went to California. There are AP armored personnel vehicles, essentially, that are just being given away to police departments. And all of this only encourages them to become more militarized. Only encourages them. It like feeds the lust for equipment. Because guys, I mean, just really, and I understand it, because guys love guns and they love equipment and they love things that go boom, right?
Sure.
Who doesn't? What guy doesn't love things like that?
I do.
I mean, right now, we've got our listeners are hanging out on the internet showing off guns to one another. I mean, they just dig that sort of thing. So I understand it. It's just that I have a problem with the police getting this mentality in their heads of, we're troopers. We're military. We're like the military, but we're not.
We're having a war on drugs.
Yeah, it's a big war on freedom is what it is. And I want to go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Bill in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bill. Oh, wait a minute. Let's try the amplifier line. Bill in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey Bill. What's on your mind?
I think probably part of the big problem with the militarization of the police is that a lot of the police are the military, or used to be anyway. I mean, that's where they recruit a lot of these people from. So it's, you know, not very surprising that there is, you know, such a military mentality for the way police forces are run these days.
Makes sense. And this coming from a man who actually works in a police supply shop, so you're dealing with these guys day in and day out.
Sure, and I mean, you know, we'll have, you know, all of these wacky tactical teams, you know, everything's got to be a tactical team now. And, you know, they come in with, you know, all their thigh rig holsters and, you know, gear out the wazoo that probably weighs more than they do. And, you know, they're all dressed in black. And they come in and they buy their little ninja hoods. You know, why police need to wear, you know, ninja hoods for anything is beyond me. But
so they can't be identified? I'm not... That way they're faceless automatons, cogs in the machine.
Well, you remember... you weren't there. This was one of the neat parts about when we were at the Ed Brown house. He got out some pictures of when the police were raiding his wife's dentist office a couple years ago, when they were carrying the evidence out. As they were carrying their evidence out, now nobody actually had a mask on, but every single one of them was hiding their face from the camera. There was somebody there snapping pictures of the police as they were coming out holding evidence, and every single one of the police, almost everyone, there was only one guy that was holding two things in his hands, so he couldn't cover his face, but all of the other ones were covering their face up with a file cabinet box or something like that, and just obscuring their identity. Now, why is that?
They ought to hide their faces, because they ought to be ashamed of what they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's what the suggestion was that, you know what, if you were proud of what you did for a living, then you'd have no problem walking out of that office just with a big old grin on your face. But if you have a hard time waking up in the morning, if you have a hard time looking at yourself in the mirror, maybe that would be one reason why you'd hide your face to the world.
It's a definite possibility. And, you know, I was real happy today because, you know, one of the guys that I ran into who's picking up a pair of boots for somebody, you know, we got to talking a little bit, and he's very against the drug war. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting. So, you know, I printed him out some information about LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Excellent.
Handed that to him. He seemed real interested about it. I printed out a little bit about the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, told him I was actually going up to hear, you know, Mr. Cole speak, you know, about LEAP. So hopefully I got his interest, and I'll pass some of that information around.
It's tough for these guys to actually, even though according to LEAP, a good percentage of law enforcers that they talk to agree with LEAP. They're with them. They want to see an end to the war on drugs.
Yeah, it's their bosses who really want to go after the drug war.
Right, so they have a tough time coming out about it. They have a tough time being upfront about their membership with LEAP. In fact, LEAP has an anonymous membership specifically for law enforcers that are afraid of retaliation on the part of their department heads.
Yeah, which is something that absolutely shouldn't happen.
But it does, and if it didn't happen, they wouldn't be so scared about it. I wonder what sort of retaliation people have felt in the past for this. You know, what sort of ways have the department heads gotten back at individuals who have been forthright about their belief system in regards to the war on drugs?
Pretty much most of the time when I hear, you know, these guys talking amongst themselves, you know, if they do anything wrong, they'll get put on some, you know, crummy shift and work weird hours or, you know, instead of having a cushy desk job, they'll shove them out on the street where, you know, here in Richmond, you know, you're probably going to get shot at or something, so.
Yikes. Very good,
yeah,
Bill. So I guess we'll be seeing you at the Liberty Forum then, huh?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it, and thank you for the call.
We appreciate
hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. Definitely looking forward. Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition speaking at the Liberty Forum. Now, Mark, you and I had the chance to meet him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, we were at the HB92 hearing, and Jack actually turned up for that. It was convenient for him. I think he lives in Boston or somewhere in Massachusetts, so he didn't have to go too far to turn up for that. But
he was a really great speaker.
Man, he blew it out of the water.
He really did. I mean,
both of the LEAP speakers really did a great job.
Right.
There was the young guy as well.
The young guy was great.
And you actually had a chance. I heard you were sitting behind me next to him before he went up to give his speech.
So yeah, he was a little chatterbox.
Yeah, you and him kind of had a little bonding opportunity.
Yeah, we were talking. It was just amazing to hear these guys that... Well, in his case, the younger guy does it every day, and he just realizes this just doesn't work.
Well, he was the one that said he got up and he pointed out he didn't have any notes in front of him or anything like that. He got up and pointed out that every day he deals with, or, you know, virtually every day, he deals with people who are being violent while on alcohol. But he's never once dealt with a marijuana smoker who was on a domestic violence call or anything like that. He's never once seen a violent marijuana smoker. I mean, I thought it was a really persuasive testimony from an individual who had, as he pointed out, 8 years on the squad. 8 years in law enforcement. Now, he was a relatively young dude, but he was in his late 20s, so he'd been there for probably all of his 20s.
He'd been doing it.
And I was really, I guess I wasn't too surprised when the anti-drug cop got up after him and took a shot at the kid. I say kid, he's older than me probably. Took a shot at this guy for only being on the force for 8 years when the guy that was taking the shots was only on the force for something like 9 or 10.
It seems strange, but I don't know. The guy was older. He was probably in his late 30s.
Right.
So it seemed to me like maybe he was maybe he was in that particular position. He was a chief of police for 8 or 9 years. I don't know.
Could be.
It was. I just couldn't quite get it. I mean, obviously, it would be strange to take a shot at somebody who'd only been on the force a year or two less than you if it was the difference was 8 and 10.
Maybe you're right about that.
I don't know. It seemed that seems strange to me that he did that, but that was kind of the understanding I walked away with too.
But that
the same
guy
one that you have.
The anti-drug cop gets up there and starts huffing and puffing about his little statistics and his factoids about drugs. It's just reading from the playbook, like reading from the ONDCP playbook. And it was just really lame, his presentation. But he was essentially taking a personal shot at the kid, saying, oh, you haven't seen anything in 8 years. Well, you haven't seen anything. You haven't seen what I've seen in my whatever, however many years he was in. And then Jack Cole gets up on the stand and blows that guy out of the water.
35 years.
Yeah, 35 years. 27 of them, I think, were
Advice.
On in the drug squad or something like that, or a significant percentage of them.
He was there when it started.
Yeah. He was there when the drug war started.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he saw the increase in budgets. Of course, we've had him on the show. You can hear our interview of Jack Cole on our website at guests.freetalklive.com. But I don't think that guy, the anti-drug cop, I think he had, he felt like he'd checkmated that kid, the kid cop.
That's so strange, but okay.
Yeah. He felt like he checkmated, and he really got him, and then Jack Cole just got up and tore him up.
Jack was humble about it. He didn't direct anything. He just said one of the first things out of his mouth was 35 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he didn't really take a direct shot at him, but you could tell that Jack was striking back on behalf of Leap, and that was really cool. Though, I don't think that cop was still in the room at that time. I'm not sure about that. I think he might have given his testimony and left. So,
yes, I believe he did. I didn't see him after
that's a bummer, because the more police that can be exposed to law enforcement against prohibition, the better. So leap.cc, if you know anybody in law enforcement, send them there. Let them know that it's not just you that is against the war on drugs. Not just you, the crazy citizen, that's against the war on drugs, but police themselves. In fact, I believe they have over 5,000 members at this point of law enforcement against prohibition. All the way from former DEA members all the way down to street cops. All members of law enforcement against prohibition. It's a great group to get involved with. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. More crazy laws also on the way. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.